Welcome to America Tonight. You're probably still bundled up across most of the U.S. and outside our borders as well. Anybody checking out the Olympics? If you are, you might be interested to know, if you've missed some of it anyway, you might be interested to know that the United States has won 4 medals, 2 of them gold, both in snowboarding. I bet you know a lot about snowboarding, right? I find that people who don't even care too much for sports care about the USA and have that American pride, I guess. And so you're watching to find out how many medals the U.S. Will win. Plus, if there is a sport that a lot of people are interested in the Winter Olympics, it's got to be things to do with figure skating. And as far as figure skating is concerned, on the ice, team-wise, the USA comes in 3rd with a bronze. And, of course, there's individual medals to follow after that, we hope, anyway, because we have some incredible skaters, we'll say that. In the meantime, some big news having to do with immigration, or so you would think if you watched part of the Sunday Swirl, because most of the conversation in the Sunday Swirl, by the way, is the political talking heads who want to, talk about what is the big buzz coming out of Foggy Bottom, in other words, Washington, D.C., and it still continues to be about immigration, which I don't understand why, because, I mean, how many times have we said that issue is so dead in the water, especially when you look at midterms, and with the midterm elections coming up, there is no way anybody's going to tackle immigration. And then after that, you have 2016, which, of course, is the presidential run. And before you know it, everybody throws their hats who wants to run into the ring. And that then there we are in 2015. So don't look for immigration. I don't understand why it's such a shocking surprise to anyone. Don't look for immigration to be top on the list of anyone, except for the president's list, because this is one of the things that he talked about when he was, when he was running back the first time. And then, of course, in the second time, they dipped into the same thing. In the meantime, 2016 is the other thing that everybody's talking about. Hillary Clinton, not going to be Chris Christie. My goodness. MSNBC is, I'll tell you what, you watch MSNBC, and it's like the Chris Christie channel. Somebody had told me that. They said, no, I'm not kidding. It's not, they're just, this is a national cable network, and they're focusing everything on Chris Christie. And sure enough, I flipped it on to see, okay, is this, are they exaggerating? And no, every single show talked about Chris Christie, and they did the story over and over and over and over again, almost with the same angles. I thought, no wonder why you're not getting any ratings. If Chris Christie goes away, what else are you talking about? It was crazy. I counted, and I think this was on Friday, granted, I was just checking in here and there, so it wasn't like I was monitoring it all the way through, but I counted 60 stories. I'm not kidding you, 60 stories on Chris Christie. And then another story comes out. I guarantee they'll cover this all over tomorrow. The New Jersey paper of record, the Star Ledger, the editor says he regrets the Christie endorsement because they stunned a lot of people. New Jersey, very liberal, very democratic. And the paper stunned a lot of people by endorsing Chris Christie. And now they say, now the editor says, geez, I regret that. He is a bully. I made a mistake. We made a mistake in endorsing Chris Christie. So this is now another tiny piece of news that has to do with this New Jersey newspaper that I'm sure will drive, once again, what happens on MSNBC. So they need him to stay in the news, right? I mean, listen, we know the deal. Chris Christie went to meet with a bunch of rich people in Texas because he's got to raise money. When you run, you have to curry favor with the people who have money because you need their money. You need the backing. You need the big plate dinners where you can charge a bunch of money. You need that endorsement. You need the rich people. And when he was in Texas, nobody was around to talk to. Boy, the governor was like smoke. He disappeared. The governor was gone, as was Ted Cruz. Anybody else that could have possibly been there to welcome Christie. Now, Ted Cruz I'm not necessarily so surprised about because he knows that he's being talked about as somebody being on the short list. But for the governor not to be there, knowing this was way ahead of time, I mean, pretty much he was snubbed, and it was closed door. Nobody media-wise had access to it, and I think, again, it just shows the fates and fortunes of Chris Christie, period, you know, end of story. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we'll jump into more odds and ends, some other things that have happened over the weekend. And the three dreaded letters, the NSA. Now, there's a story that keeps on giving, but a story that a lot of people are interested in. We told you a couple of months ago that Ed Snowden still had much more information to share with The Guardian and The Washington Post and anybody else. Like 1.5 million, something like that, pieces of data yet to come. I mean, now there's a story that keeps on giving. What's next? What possibly could we find out next that the NSA has been doing? I mean, is there anybody in America who hasn't heard a joke, excuse me, about the NSA? Doubtful. Now the NSA collects less than 30% of U.S. phone records is what they're saying. So is that changed? Is that a different number? Excuse me, is that something different? That we haven't heard percentages, because, of course, we assumed it was a lot more than that. But the telephone, as far as just the telephone, not emails and all that other stuff, less than 30% of the calls. So the anti-terrorism data gathering project can't adapt to the transition, basically, from landlines to cell phones. That's what they're telling us. So they're also inept as far as collecting information because they haven't figured out how to do it. Whoops, you mean a lot of people aren't using landlines anymore? But that's how we were collecting all of our information. So that's why they say it's significantly declined since they started jumping into our phones in 2006 when they collected info on nearly all U.S. calls. Now, this was stuff that came out in the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, right? So they've been dumping a lot of this information themselves. But it raises more questions about the program since Ed Snowden started whacking it around like a pinata. The candy just keeps dumping out of the bottom of it. There is no end. All right, hang on. Coming up on the flip side, some of the big things that are happening in your backyard and mine next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight with me, Kay Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. It's been tough on a lot of people in a couple of areas because of the weather and Mother Nature and some other things that are happening. The Australian Navy destroyed 353 kilograms or 780 pounds of heroin after they intercepted the drugs on a boat off the coast of Tanzania. This is a crazy story because, you know, heroin especially is making a ton of news lately. In the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, people are talking about, well, how many people are, how many people are really doing heroin? And the street value of the amount that they found would have been $630 million worth. But also, fire when it comes to Australia. And, you know, just like our friends in California with the Santa Ana winds, where we're just talking about one state, the whole country of Australia, always on pins and needles when it comes to fire. Our pal Jack Alexander is there, and he knows certainly what's happening. Jack, what? Tell us about the fire and how bad it is, and primarily what's the area we're talking about.
Well, when it comes to the fire, it's pretty much from the South Australian border all the way east to the Pacific Ocean. And there are large portions of that on fire, including a large blaze that's about 15 miles away from my house as the crow flies. We've had about 40,000 acres destroyed by fire, but mercifully there have been no deaths and no serious injuries, and only 20 buildings have been destroyed, and out of that, only 7 of those were homes.
Wow, and you and I have talked about fires before. You've been through this before. I mean, what is it? Is it brush fires that pop up, or what happens?
Well, coincidentally, last Friday was the 5th anniversary of the Black Saturday fires in this very same area. And So what a way to celebrate the fifth anniversary with the another wildfire that's taking over much of the state. And now the fire in my area, mercifully this time, was caused by strong winds blowing down a branch on the high tension lines. But further to the east, in the Gippsland area, which is a major where most of the state's energy, electrical energy generation takes place. One of the three large coal-fired power plants has been damaged by fire, and the adjoining open-cut coal mine is also ablaze. So that could take could take anywhere from weeks to months to actually put that coal mine fire out. At the moment, they've got two of the Ericsson sky cranes in the area and they're diverting most of their aerial bombardment to those fires because of the risk to the infrastructure. The state's electrical generation capacity has been dropped by 30% just by that one power station going offline.
Wow. And so you described that about what they were doing in the air. Is it much like the United States? What do they do in Australia? Because, you know, when we have fires in certain states, and people listening to us all across the states know this, especially when they're out of control, you have so many other neighboring states that will send fire crews to come to the aid of the people in that state because there's not enough firemen to fight it. They send in hot shots, other crews, that kind of thing. What do you do in Australia? I mean, how big is the firefighting force, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Last night when I spoke to people at Fire Command, got in about 5 o'clock this morning after covering the fire, and there were some 5,000 Victorian, mostly volunteer firefighters fighting the fire last night. This morning saw reinforcements come from the Rural Fire Service from New South Wales, the state, to our north. Unfortunately, no firefighters have come from South Australia to our west because they're dealing with their own fires. And I was at a press conference just before the show started, and reinforcements are currently in the air flying here from New Zealand. Now, during the Black Saturday fires, we had a lot of firefighters from the United States and Canada come and help out. So while this fire isn't as bad as what it was 5 years ago, we've got reinforcements coming in from interstate and from over the Tasman.
Wow. And Jack, and I've actually been in this situation once in California. I've talked about it on the air, and luckily I was okay, but I saw just how close the fire could come. It was within 10 miles. And you said at the beginning how close it was to your home. So what do you do there? You're just vigilant. You just keep an eye on everything and pray that it doesn't jump over. They get this thing out.
Well, after being through this once before and barely getting out, I mean, when we evacuated last time, we were listening to the reports. But the system didn't keep up last time. Thankfully, they've upgraded it, and the emergency warning system has been working well. I mean, in my area alone, they sent out yesterday 78,000 SMS text messages and another 16,000 landline phone calls to alert people of the risk. And so they're definitely getting on top of the warnings. And people are, I think because the anniversary is so fresh in people's mind, a lot of people have heeded those warnings, hence the no loss of life and no serious injury.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. Well, keep us updated on what's happening there, Jack, and good luck, and I hope they get that out soon. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Kate.
Yeah, wow. And our pal Jack, you know, our thoughts certainly go with him. He talked about what's happened in his life with the big fire, as he said, 5 years ago. And of course, everybody was talking about that, and that led nightly news across America, too, as well. And you heard him talk about the wind there, which is what happens in California, and anyone knows, too, in any of these deadly fires that crop up in these areas in the United States where we have so much of a drought condition, what happens is it's just like tinder and it goes up just like that. It's interesting, as I said, the weather leads so many things because it's the common denominator among all of us, not just in the United States, but in the world. 11 people, they say, died and about 1,000 were injured. Tens of thousands of people actually lost power when the worst snow to smash into Tokyo happened just before. I mean, they were talking about this on Sunday into Monday, really. Flights are backed up at the airport there. You've got tons of overbooked flights and people that are just waiting to try to get back on flights. And they had 10 inches of snow by late Saturday, and it's the most that they've had, check this out, in 45 years. 45 years. So, of course, they're not used to this. You think they have big cleanup crews in Tokyo to deal with it? No. There, you got commuters in boots that they've never worn in their whole lives that were thrown in the back of a closet or underneath a bed somewhere, and slush and all kinds of nonsense on the ground right now on Monday as they try to get to work, but they've had a hard time of it. The financial markets actually opened on Monday. The Nikkei, which is what it would be, even though there was heavy, heavy snowfall. But you had people without electricity who weren't used to that, and you had brutal, brutal snowy streets and people stuck at the airport, too, as well. I mean, just stunning. 45 years. So there's people who, I mean, there's kids who never, you know, 18, 19-year-olds who barely saw a snowflake, and then they get slammed with that kind of snow. Pretty wild, I have to say. And it just goes along with the kind of snow that you're seeing across the Midwest, even in the South, and the ice storms and whatnot. And, of course, in the Northeast, seeing that, too, as well. And people talking about the fact that they'd never seen this amount with still so much more to go. What did somebody tell me today? It's like 40 days until officially spring. Do you believe that? Does it feel like we're 40 days away from spring? I got to say, I don't know about you, to all my friends in Illinois and Missouri and in North Dakota. I don't think it feels like it's 40 days away from spring. No way, no how. All right, in case you missed it, a couple of little nuggets on what happened at the Olympics. Also, a top NFL prospect revealed that he's gay. It's making big news. There'll be a lot of conversations about that as he heads into the draft. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Independent voters for a long time. How many times have I said on this show, I don't care if you're right of right or left of left or somewhere in between, and boy, there's a whole bunch of us that are in between. How long have we said that on America Tonight, that what about the independent voter? Somebody who's very concerned about those voters is Chad Peace. He's in our virtual green room right now. He joins us. Chad, more and more the independent voter is the growing bunch, if you will, out there, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think one of the things that's hard is because we all have different definitions of what an independent voter is. I think a lot of the, you know, political consultants and the people on the mainstream news media try to call, you know, try to label independent voters, one, by their party registration. I fundamentally believe, as the organizations I work with, that independent voters are hard to define because they're very, very diverse. And it's not an ideology, it's not a party affiliation, but it's a state of mind. And that you can find independent voters within the Democratic Party, within the Republican Party. They could be libertarians, or they could be not registered at all. They could be Greens, and so on. That independent voters are really just those voters who don't accept in totality everything the Democrats say is right or everything the Republicans say is right, and really look at representatives and people as individuals and not by their party label.
Yeah, well said. Here's to no labels, actually, too. So you, one of the things that you do is you've got the Independent Voter Network, and tell me what the outreach is there.
Well, the Independent Voter Network is it's a platform. You know, so it does not take positions on policy itself. We're really just a platform that we open up to journalists, representatives, civic leaders to utilize as a news outlet where all we require is that anybody who publish on that site meet four simple etiquette guidelines. No partisan attack, no personal attacks, substantiate what you say, and no self-promotion, meaning make it about the news, not about you, right? If you're doing something, mm-hmm. write about why it's newsworthy. Yeah. And so what we're doing with IVN is just simply provide an outlet for people who want to talk to each other. And we believe that if we can have a place where we can get out information where the environment isn't so divisive, we can bring independent-minded voters from all over the place to have more substantive conversation.
Yeah, do you think that's part of the problem, that because people stick by, well, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm of whatever party, and so that's it. This, I just go down the list, and that's who I hang with, and we are not having these conversations, and that's part of the problem that we sort of need to put an end to, not sort of, but need to put an end to all this partisanship that's out there?
Well, I think so, and I don't think anybody individually is really to blame for that atmosphere, but I think it's the... I think if anything's to blame, it's just the common acceptance that we believe that we have this two-party system. And not so much the two-party system itself, but the fact that the two parties are so institutionalized that we think of everything in context of what does this issue mean for the Republicans, or what does this issue mean for the Democrats? And
yeah.
we don't have the conversation of what is this issue in the first place, right? So we allow the parties to define what the debate is, and as a consequence, voters of any party affiliation, it's natural to think, okay, well, for me to participate in the political process, I have to define myself as being this Republican or this Democrat that's been standardized in the larger debate, right? So I think part of it is creating an atmosphere where representatives are accountable to more than just that small segment of the electorate that says, yes, I'm a Democrat on everything the Democratic Party says, and vice versa.
Do you think there's a lot of, I feel this way in doing the show that I do, people are really concerned about all kinds of issues, and they really don't want to label themselves. They're the kind of people you're talking about, but they feel very disenfranchised. Do you think there are a lot of people in that boat?
Well, I think there's no doubt there's a lot of people in that boat, and there's lots of empirical evidence as well. I mean, you know, we have a 10% approval rating of our representatives. Almost 46%, I think the latest Gallup poll is 46% of voters self-identify as independent voters. And then you have states like New Jersey, where in order to vote in a primary, you're required to join a party. But despite that, 47% of their voters have still said, I'm not joining you, even if that's the only way for me to vote in the primary. So, and I mean, that goes on in state by state by state, that you have election laws requiring people to join a party in order to vote. And despite that, people are still in huge numbers exiting the parties. And I think that goes, you know, the question is, yeah, that's evidence that more and more and more people don't want to define themselves within the constructs that I think are really narrowing and narrowing and narrowing issues into, you know, simplistic talking points that really aren't substantive.
Yeah, well said. Why not get down into the concrete and really dig a little bit harder instead of what's there on the surface? And do you think that's just because it's eroded over a period of time? That's my philosophy. I think that's how it kind of broke down, the money, huge dollars being directed and being able to push policy because of how much was donated and all that kind of stuff, that it just sent us spiraling into this kind of direction, especially in the last couple of decades. What do you think?
No, I think absolutely. This didn't happen just overnight. I think it's really, if you look over the last, you know, really over more than 100 years, it's been a steady erosion. And that's why I say you can't blame a single person. But it's really over the years, the parties themselves, through their representatives that were elected as members of a party, have done things like changed the district boundaries through gerrymandering, right? They've created ballot access laws that if you're not a part of the Democrat or Republican Party, here's a bunch of requirements that you must be a bajillionaire in order for you to meet them, right? And then they've gone in the courtrooms. And lately, the parties have been going into courts from Hawaii and Iowa, states that have open primary systems that allow independents to vote. And they've gone into the courts and said they can't vote in our primaries because these are our private primaries and they're messing up our process, which I think there is a lot of merit to their argument. They are private organizations. But the courts and the parties don't address the second question is, if they're private organizations, why don't we ever question, well, why are they taking taxpayer funds to run their private primaries and then saying, well, you're a taxpayer that funded this, but because you didn't join my organization, you can't vote in it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a combination of, you know, legislation, precedent set in the courts, gerrymandering, and all of these factors come together slowly over hundreds of years or so to create a process where more and more and more voters get disenfranchised. And so how that relates to the money problem, right? For every voter that gets removed, gets disenfranchised from the system, that's less people that the money has to influence, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the moneyed interests have an interest in reducing the amount of people that can actually participate because it makes it easier for them to affect it.
Absolutely. And voter turnout. I mean, you see how low the voter turnout is. If we could flip things around, because you make a lot of sense, it's stuff that we talk about often here on America Tonight, the conversation, wouldn't it be great to see an influx of voters that really want to go and vote and have that pride of being able to be part of the conversation? Is that one of your end goals as well?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of the popular debate talks about vote, you know, when they talk about, well, there's low voter turnout because people don't care, they don't want to participate. Well, I think if you look, you know, you have to think about it in the context of real life, right? We have people who need to take care of their kids. You know, they're taking their kids to a football game. They're folding their laundry. They're trying to get a job. And then they go and turn on their TV, and as much as they want to get engaged and do their civic duty to get involved and know what's going on in politics, all they see are two-side superficial debate going on where people are yelling at each other and talking about issues that the average person says, I don't agree with either one of them. So why would we then expect them to turn the TV off and be like, wow, I want to get involved in that. I want to spend the limited time that I have in my day, aside from all the things that affect my life on a day-to-day basis, and get involved in this mudslinging match where it doesn't do anything to make my life immediately better.
Yeah, well said. Well said. So if somebody wants to find you, they can go to npartisanship.com. Where else?
They can go to, well, npartisanship.com, will forward to .org, so it doesn't matter. They can also find the new site, ivn.us. And I would say those are the two best places to find out about what we're doing in terms of the news and in terms of our legal strategy to challenge the current system. And I encourage anybody and everybody to get involved, and they could email me directly at chad@ivn.us if they have any questions for me.
Yeah, boy, I hope those numbers swell. I think it's great what you're doing, and to have that conversation move forward is just terrific. Chad Peace, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chad. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Came to tell the world that I'm an openly proud gay man. I was afraid that it will leak out without me actually owning my truth. I wanted to let the world know and tell them that, hey, I'm gay. Let me tell my own story. I told my teammates this past August that I came out to my teammates, and they took it great. They rallied around me. They supported me, and I couldn't ask for better teammates. I'm Michael Sam, and I'm a football player. I want to be a football player in the NFL.
That's the voice of Michael Sam. I think you're going to hear a lot about Michael Sam and the reason why, folks, as we round this final bend here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is the fact that he's an incredible football player. I mean, an incredible football player. As a redshirt senior, he was the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year in 2013. He had 3 sack games, 3 or 4 different times. He finished with almost 12 sacks in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma State. He forced a fumble that defensive end Shane Ray ended up scrambling, got, and returned for a touchdown to really seal that 41-31 win in what was a tremendous season for Mizzou, a 12-2 season. And so here's the deal. He is now, once he's selected in the NFL draft, which he should be, he'll be the NFL's first openly gay player. And that's what he was talking about there, saying that his teammates were supportive, that he doesn't want to be defined by the fact that he is, that, you know, he's not naive. He knows it's a huge deal, but he just wants to train for the combine, which is coming up, and play for the NFL. And he says that he told his teammates about the fact that, you know, that he was gay. He told a couple of teammates, he told them a year ago, and they were cool with it. They were fine with it. They didn't care. So he's hoping the reaction will be the same across the board for most people, but that he expects to have some negative feedback, but that the positives would outweigh the negatives. So the NFL released a statement Sunday through their gatekeeper. Greg Aiello is the communications guy for the NFL, and he tweeted it. And what Aiello said was, our statement on Michael Sam, we admire Michael Sam's honesty and courage. Michael is a football player, and that's was the focus of that. And any player with the ability and determination can succeed in the NFL. We look forward to welcoming and supporting Michael Sam in 2014. And I guess some of the what people are questioning is, since this hasn't happened, there have been reports suggesting that most NFL players really wouldn't have an issue with a gay teammate. They don't care. They care about winning and playing hard and all that other kind of stuff, and just really wouldn't give it much attention. But now this is an open thing, and this is the first time, you know, that obviously has happened. And so far, I mean, certainly the people he played with are backing him up and saying, well, it doesn't matter, that kind of thing. And will he, the other conversation is, will he slide down the draft because of it? But I don't know. I would say I don't think so, but I mean, is he a talented player? Yes. And I go with the thing again about wanting to win. And that's what NFL teams want to do. NFL equals big bucks. It equals money. That's what it's about. I mean, it's the biggest sport on the planet. So they care about winning. If he fits into the right scheme, you would think that that wouldn't matter. And there's a big story in the New York Times about it. He said he just wanted to make sure he could tell his story the way he wanted to tell it. He wanted to tell his own truth. He just wanted it out there because he didn't want to have to deal with it down the line. And he felt like he wanted to be honest. And why have to hide that and then feel like that was sort of hanging over his head, because it felt like a big lie. So it does make you wonder too if we'd see more of that. If this is kind of, you know, the beginning of, okay, this isn't a big deal, I'm the first one, but then after this, others that feel like they want to come forward can come forward, and they don't have to feel as though they're going to be ostracized in any way. And you think of the NFL, though, and you think of what people are saying versus what they're doing, and will it matter? Personally, and many of you are listening in the great state of Missouri and talked about your pride for that college football team, and I'm going to say that most of you don't really care who are listening, certainly in that state. And I know that there are plenty of people that say, yeah, it just matters that he's, you know, it's just about the talent side of it. And if he's talented, he gets picked up and it doesn't have to become such a big thing. But it's a big deal because in sports, you know, that's that whole locker room thing and the image and all of that. And plus, it hasn't been done. Just like anything, it's like what I always say. In any population, you have the numbers show. You'd have to have a little bit of everything, just like you have in society. So that's, I don't think, shocking or revealing in the sense that there would be somebody who's gay. You know, how many players are, who knows? But the fact that that he had the courage to do it, I give him serious cred for that, because he wanted to at least live his own truth and not live behind the whole curtain of saying something else or having a beard and pretending he was dating women, which we've seen before, the pressure from other guys to do that in other sports and whatnot. So there you go. And probably this becomes big conversation when it comes to sports and when it comes to the whole idea of somebody coming out before they are even drafted by a professional team and whatnot. So I think it's just the beginning of what we'll hear about this kid, who is actually really an incredibly talented football player. He probably does well at the combines. I can't imagine that he drops down too far in the draft. He got a defensive player award from the AP and whatnot. And I told you his stats and why he was so valuable to that team. you know, that team that arguably could have, depending on how the system was, could have been in a, even a different bowl game, even though they were in a big bowl game, but could have even been in a much bigger bowl game than that. So the Olympics kicked off. The opening ceremonies were, there was one big, it was like a huge, giant production. I think they're like $50 million over budget or something. There was one snowflake that was supposed to be an Olympic ring that didn't open, so a lot was made about that. There were a ton of fireworks. I mean, it looked like any other big extravaganza. I would put it in the top five as far as just the way the whole show went for the for an opener. And now the games have, you know, unfolded, and two Americans have medals, both I mentioned at the top in snowboarding. Russia's done really well so far. They have the most medals overall, seven. Norway has the most medals at seven. Russia also with a handful of medals, along with the United States, and especially Vladimir Putin was in the arena watching the figure skating event and watched the team event where the Russians won their first gold medal of the Sochi Games because they won the team event. Their ice dancers, you know, were incredible, and some of the singles were incredible, so they were able to nail that. And I mentioned already Norway and the United States, and look out for Russia because they picked up a gold, two silvers, and a bronze in one day. In one day they did, and of course they're the host country, and they still have some of their better events even that are coming up, but it's early going in these games, so there's a lot of things that can happen, a lot of big events. And Bodie Miller, one of our best downhillers, didn't win in his first event, didn't medal in his first event, but he's got a couple of other events left as well. We'll see where it all ends up and how many medals the U.S. ends up with as far as gold, silver, and bronze when it's all said and done. How many times will they play the Star Spangled Banner in Russia with Americans winning gold? I hope it's a lot, I gotta tell you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.